Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Are your eyes green?
They're brown.
But they're a different color. They look green today.
This guy.
His eyes are green.
Well, I've been told I do have beautiful eyes.
No, I didn't say that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And we're wrapping up a fun Friday, Payday Friday. Thank you all for joining us and being a part of it. Appreciate it. I got a text here on the text line for the 562. Steiny, did you say gals? Gals, Steiny? Is this 1945?
Well, it's better than girls, right?
Well, and I'm going to give...
Women?
I'm going to give 562 is a reason. You know, I was taught at a young age, the one thing not to do is ever call a grown woman a girl. Okay? Because you don't call a 40-year-old man a boy. You just wouldn't do it.
No.
So I don't call... I try not to call women girls. However, there's a phrase, guys and gals. You know, so it's like saying a guy. Guys and gals, gals and guys. Like, there's no pejorative there. They're the same word describing a gender, essentially. There's no animus. There's no ill will or bad intention. That's why I used gals rather than girls.
Yeah, but like guys and gals are more, it's more ambiguous, you know.
Exactly.
All-encompassing.
Exactly. See, you get it, Evan. All right. Here you go. I'm going to give you your chance right now, tell you how to get yourself to Vegas during the basketball tournament with some money in your pocket, okay? We're calling it the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Someone's going to win travel and accommodations for four. That's the winner plus three guests to Las Vegas plus $5,000 for each guest. So, yes, that's $20,000 total. It's the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championship. And winning is very, very easy. All you got to do is download the free Odyssey app right now. You log in and listen each day for at least an hour, and that gets you qualified for your daily entry. All right, so you want to download the app, log in, listen for an hour at least, and you're automatically registered to go to Vegas. It's a national contest, and if you download that Odyssey app, like I said, you might be headed to Vegas in March with $20,000 in your pocket. All right, so there's that. Let me catch you up on the news of the day regarding the Warriors. Apparently, they're most engaged right now with the Chicago Bulls, and it most likely is Zach LaVine that's the subject of the conversations. And we're talking about whether you want LaVine in here, you think he'd help, this, that, and the other thing. And by the way, I'm gonna take a couple calls here, Evan, and then I... Would you mind if I do like a public service kind of announcement or a public service?
I thought you were just going to stop at service, and then I would say yes because it's been a while. But sure, yeah, you can do it.
I want to address some of the younger people in our audience at 1:30. Just some of the younger people. I want to.
Like people above me, below me, around me.
Yeah, around your age.
Okay,
around your age, and I wanted to address you. Out of humility and respect, and I want to be constructive about it, but I do want to share some words with the younger set.
That's fine.
Speaking of the younger set, let's go in the opposite direction. Priest in Palo Alto. I'm right up there with you, buddy.
What's up, Priest?
What's up?
Hey, Priest, how you doing,
thanks,
buddy?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I just wanted to call in. A lot of guys have addressed what I was going to talk about, but I just want to say that Jonathan Kuminga and these young players came into an existential situation that none of those other guys came into.
No doubt.
So comparing him to them and their situation, it to me is unfair.
Fair, I believe.
The only thing you can do... Yeah, the only thing we can do with Jonathan Kuminga is look at when he's given minutes and when he's not. When he's given minutes, he delivers. When he's not given minutes, it's underwhelming. everybody wants to, like the guy said, pick out one thing and blow it up, talk about it for 2 weeks. Every player at 22 years old is going to make a gaffe here and there. So if you're going to pick that out and maximize it, go ahead. But the thing that I want to say is to blame the fans for wanting to win.
Oh, I knew something was coming, Priest. Go ahead.
That was hilarious. I almost fell out of my chair.
I hope you know I was doing it with a smile on my face, Priest.
I know exactly why you were going. To get my blood pressure up.
I got you.
Go ahead.
I got you, Priest. We got to run, but thank you so much for calling. And you're right. I mean, look, the kid's got a lot of upside. There's no doubt about it. And have a great weekend, Priest. You still remain one of our favorites. No doubt about it.
No, look, and it's all about the number.
Priest.
I don't know. People.
I knew he had something. I knew he was leading up to something to come crashing down on me.
Well,
he got me good.
It's definitely a first. I haven't heard you blame fans before for coming or whatever people think of him. I don't know, man. It's like, do you think the people actually want to see him fail, though? I don't get the gist from anybody who's a so-called hater. It's like, what, I'm a hater because I don't think he's already an all-star? I don't know. I
mean, it's for me, it's as simple as this. I don't like him at 40. At 25, I like him. It's pretty simple, honestly. And
feels kind of similar to like the Brock Purdy conversation, honestly.
Yeah, that's not a bad call at all.
It's like, yeah, I think he's really good. Is he worth $60 million? Probably not. Is he going to get it? Sure. They'll figure it out. Is Kuminga going to get $30 million? Probably. Maybe. I don't know. And then they'll figure it out. You know, he's got the rest of the season to, I think, make himself some more cash. But again, I don't think anything is going to change about him in the next 6 days. And even if he hadn't gotten hurt, I don't think the Warriors would have tried to flip him. Like, again, clearly they have prioritized this guy. He's 22 going on 23 years old. And I think he's going to be in a Warriors uniform for a long time. That should excite people. You know, by the way, I know it's unfair, and Priest is right. He was dropped in an existential situation. He's also the only guy in his draft class with a ring. He's the only guy that's been a part of championship culture. He's the only guy that's been a part, now I don't even play or contribute much, but he's the only guy that's been in a locker room that knows what it's like to win. And so I also think that's going to give him an advantage if and when he reaches his potential in probably like 3 years, because he knows what it's like to be on a team that can get it done at the highest level.
So somebody on the text line, it's scrolled down now, but I wish I could recognize you, but I can't find it now, but brought up a great point. And it's like Priest and all you guys that, you know, are Kuminga fans, forget me and Evan for a sec. The goal, this is what just struck me, because a texter brought it up. The Warriors won a title in 2022.
Yep.
Okay? In 2022, they won a title. They had Jonathan Kuminga on the roster. Do you know who they signed as a free agent that summer?
Yep.
Jamichael Green. The Warriors won a title and signed Jamichael Green. There it was. I mean, that was the time where, why would you sign Jamichael Green if you believe Kuminga's sitting there, can contribute, and start the growth process?
Well, because you didn't think he was ready.
Right. And so that's the gripe that a lot of fans have with the Warriors, that maybe in hindsight, 2023, we should have just been playing Kuminga after the title.
And that's fair, but I also remember, I think it was like the first 10 games of that season following the championship, because remember, they started like 3-7. They're really bad on the road.
Right.
And Kuminga wasn't the only one that got burned. James Wiseman also got ample minutes off the bench. Like, I think they tried to bring those players along, but they were losing games. And so that's when the Jamichael Greens, maybe the Anthony Lambs, and, you know, did they make a mistake there? Sure. Would Kuminga be along, further along? Perhaps. But I think he's in a really good spot right now. I do, outside of the fact that he's hurt.
Right, right, right.
But he's in a contract year. He hasn't made a stink about it. I don't think that he's the head case that people make him out to be. I think he's strong-willed. I think that he's got a lot of talent. And that's actually something, and that's another reason why I don't think he's going anywhere at the deadline. Again, Kerr said talent over culture. Who's the most talented player on the Warriors? I think Kuminga certainly is one of them.
No doubt.
If not the most. Okay, so he's safe. Preserve him. Try and get as much as you can out of him within the context of winning. But as you mentioned too, Steiny, and this is the difference to me between even last year and this year now. Like, it, he's helping you win more games this year.
Right.
That's a good thing. Okay, so if you really got to go 21-14 over the remainder of this season to get to the 8 seed, like you laid out earlier, well, then you're probably going to need Kuminga to be a part of that.
And if Kuminga's a big part of it and you go 21-14, he's going to make more money, I would think, but from the Warriors. Let's get JJ in here, and then I've got some we've got some words for the younger set out there. What's up, JJ?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Real quick, I know you guys are having a good show, but I'm going to follow up on my man Priest, and I'm going to signy. I don't appreciate you trying to stick it to the Kuminga fans when I'll tell you exactly why we're so upset. Because you try to say it's our fault when we didn't prioritize him the year after the trip. You should not have said that, because you forgot what happened. That was Wiggins left to go deal with his family thing for like 2 months or whatever.
Okay.
Kuminga stepped in and took his place, and they ended up being a 6 seed. And the minute the playoffs started, Kerr said, "All right, thank you, young man, but we got it from here." And he didn't even play against the Kings. Ever since then, that's why the Warrior fans have been so up in arms as feel that the Warriors aren't doing right by Kuminga. And you're trying to say it's our fault? Man, hit the pike, Steinman.
Oh, JJ, at least Priest could tell I was kidding. But in terms of who the Warriors prioritized in that year after they won a title, I mean, like I said, they went out and signed Jamichael Green. Why would they do that if they had a young player sitting there that they thought was ready? But that was all. JJ, I hope you realize that was all in good fun. I was just kidding. Okay. Anybody out there 30-ish or younger?
I want to
come at you with some stuff. So,
what spurred this thought about the young people?
Well,
people you typically tend to tell hit the pike, like our last caller just did to you.
I'll tell you what. Okay, so you know how there's two sides to Kuminga? You know, apparently, for whatever reason, people think we're down on Kuminga, but he could be the future of the franchise.
I think they want him to be.
Sure. So there's a disagreement there.
Okay.
All right. There's also a disagreement at times over Steve Kerr.
Definitely.
There are actually people out there that think this guy should be fired, or that this guy's not done a great job.
Oh, would you call that are you going to call it the young lunatic fringe or just the lunatic fringe?
I would call it the lunatic fringe.
Okay.
So, let me just give you a little, and here's why I'm addressing the young people. Because I just want to give you a little sense of history. That's all. Just a little sense of it. So, over a 30-year period, from 1983-ish to 2013, all right?
I remember it well.
93-03-13, 30 years. 30 years. You know how many coaching changes the Warriors had in those 30 years.
Tell me.
14. 14 coaching changes in 30 years.
That's not bad.
Not six, not seven.
It is,
it's like the Kings
absolutely,
the last
positively horrific is what it is. All right? And if you want to have some fun, we can do that, and I can go through all the names, okay, of the 14 coaches: John Bach, George Karl, Ed Gregory, Don Nelson, Bob Lanier, Rick Adelman, P.J. Carlissimo, Gary St. Jean, Dave Cowens, Brian Winters, Eric Musselman, Mike Montgomery, Nelly again, and then Mark Jackson. 14 coaching changes in 30 years. Okay. Steve Kerr's in his 11th season with the Golden State Warriors. He's won four championships. Okay? He's the longest consecutively tenured Golden State Warriors coach since Al Attles. Don Nelson didn't even have a run as long as 11 years. Okay? 14 coaches in 30 years. Okay?
So that means...
And now... Steve Kerr has been here 11 years and won four titles. If you actually believe that this guy's not a good coach, or this guy doesn't know what he's doing, or this guy is really leaving us wanting, I would invite you to go look at the Golden State Warriors history from about 83 to 2013. They went through, oh, I forgot Keith Smart. I forgot Keith Smart. Thank you so much, 925.
I was going to say there was
one. I forgot Keith Smart. 15. My point is this.
So there's 14 head coaches in the other 19 years.
No. That doesn't include Kerr. Jackson.
But I'm saying, like, you said the last 30 years, there's been 15 coaches.
But, yeah, essentially.
So you erase the last 11 years. That leaves the previous 19 before Kerr?
No. The 30-year period is only up to 2013.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
It's 83 to 2013. Wow, exactly. So I find the disrespect for Steve Kerr to be offensive. And if you're one of those people that are listening to Evan and I, and we're driving you crazy because you think we don't like Kuminga, you're driving us crazy because you don't think Steve Kerr's a good coach. What are you doing? Do you even know who Brian Winters is? You know who Dave Cowens is? Get to the history books, and maybe you'll appreciate this guy as much as you should. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Well, I think it's because people... All right, Kerr's in an echelon with other greats, right? He's got four rings, yeah. A lot as a player. I do think that people just compare him to other great coaches. They don't compare him to other... Warriors coaches, or there's the idea that he was just gifted a title team and anybody could coach them. But is Steve Kerr the head coach of the future? Is he going to be here in 10 years? I doubt it. But to think that he isn't the right head coach for the Warriors, I guess I would just ask, who else would you want?
That's like, a good question.
Who else is going to coach this team?
You know what everybody's going to say? Kenny Atkinson.
Oh, my God. Oh, the 39-4 start with Walton also gets held against him. That's true.
Yeah,
that anybody could do this. Well, and maybe there's a lot of coaches that might have been able to coach the 73-win Warriors.
True.
But would they be able to get 73? We'll never know. The fact remains that Steve Kerr is one of the top, well, certainly one of the top 10 head coaches in the history of the NBA. I've heard Stephen A. come on these airwaves and say he's in his top five. I don't know. You cut it how you slice it. But to say that he's not a good coach, I don't see it. I'm sorry. Do they think he's a bad coach? Maybe that's the other thing, too. It's like, if you're saying he's not the greatest coach ever, I'll hear that. But you can't seriously think that Steve Kerr is a bad head coach. I mean, Well, and it all revolves around the idea of development, right? That he hasn't
That's
been able to develop
sure.
a player. But, okay, look at the list of greatest head coaches. Did Phil Jackson develop anybody?
Nope.
Did Greg Popovich develop anybody not named Tim Duncan?
I think those people would tell you that what he did with Parker and Kawhi and maybe even Ginobili. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm saying, well, but
it's fair to say, you know, Phil Jackson never had a coach a rebuild. I mean, he just coached stars. It's true. I mean, it's and if you want to say that about Steve Kerr, I'm okay with that.
Well, I'd like to think that Steve Kerr would be able to develop Kawhi Leonard.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I would too. But all I'm getting at here is, and somebody's saying he's not, like, if they fire him at the end of the year, I get it. That I would understand. It is going to be a different team, a new team, a younger team. They probably need somebody who looks at things differently as Steph winds down. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what he's done for the last
How many head coaches win the 2022 title?
That's true. I mean, that's a great point.
How many coaches win that championship? That the further we get away from it seems all the more improbable.
Yeah. All right. So on the YouTube chat, Daryl Lightfoot, Steiny, you got your own. I'm sorry. You got your Michael Green because Kuminga was only 20 in 2022. Duh. That's what I'm saying. You said it perfectly, Daryl. The Warriors in 2022, after they won the title, they went out and signed Jamichael Green. And the reason they signed Jamichael Green was because they wanted to win another title back to back. And they didn't think Kuminga was ready, or they didn't trust him with a bigger role at that time when they wanted to go for a championship. And if you're mad at the Warriors for that, I guess you can be. But they were in a different period then. All right. We got crossover coming up next.
What's bugging you?
Oh boy.
A lot of things.
Oh, shoot. I should have used the coaches for what's bugging me. Dang it.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Son of a gun.
You could just, can we just cut it and replay it in about 15 minutes?
You know I'd love that.
Just get Stunny out of here a little earlier.
All right, we got Willard and Grandy in on the other side. We're going to bring it home. That segment was brought to you by Ceremony Ford.